Well, good morning, everybody. It's January 9th at 11 a.m., and we're in the public meeting room of the Stewart County Administration Building, and we're starting our budget discussion for fiscal year 21 with your soldier dog. We are recording, so I'd ask everybody to state their name and position for the tape. And I'm Linda Burton, Chair of the Board of Supervisors.
Sandra King, Director of External Affairs and County Services.
Laura Solson, Board of Supervisors.
Susie Martin, Auditor.
Lisa Heddens, Board of Supervisors.
Alyssa Wignall, Director of Internal Operations and Human Resources.
Lisa Markley, Assistant Auditor.
Stacey Harridge, Recorder.
Jim Cheek, Deputy Recorder.
Thank you, everyone. As you know, the Board of Supervisors is primarily responsible for funding mandated services and also fund numerous other important services. The purpose of the budget session is to help us prioritize among the many requests that we get and what we need to fund, want to fund, and how to do so. It's also your opportunity then to explain to us and to the Story County residents about the value of your services and your budget requests to our residents. We're going to ask that you address revenues first and then expenditures, and if you don't have any additional position requests.
No.
Okay. So just the revenues and the expenditures, and as I think you know from the directions you were given on the operating budget, that all offices and departments where possible that continue to lower expenses and streamline operations, not increase operating line items above what is currently being done unless there's justification. I think that this board and previous boards recently have done a good job of its departments run into some problems. They have unanticipated expenditures, come back to us, talk to us about that, and there's justification to help out. And I think that's a really good way to do it, because that means that you're comfortable doing responsible budgeting, saying based on current and what we know, this is what we need, and not feeling like you need to pad a budget or put in things because something might come up. So, and I've been going through the entire board that we desire to continue to do that. And if we don't get through all the requests today, and I can't imagine that we won't, it's very straightforward that we will be scheduling a call back. But I think that if we all are efficient in our questions and our responses, we'll be able to get through this in record time.
Record time for this office, I think it's like 7 minutes. So
I need a record time. We'll do our best. And what we'd also like to do, if it's okay with you, is you're going through items, we'll ask questions as we're on the item rather than wait until the end of the presentation. So, and is there anything else either the supervisors would like to add?
I've been saying this to everybody in some terminology or another, that when we did the preliminary look that Lisa Markley provides to us, we did that on Monday morning. And as the budget was calculated on that date, which means no additional tax asking, and what we know is available to us for that date versus all the requests that we received in anticipated rollovers or carryovers, et cetera, there is a difference of $3 million. That's not necessarily, as you know, how we end up. It's just, so don't anybody panic. That's the big thing everybody's concerned about. Clear. When you say that, people leave the room thinking, oh, my God, we're broke. We're not broke. Okay. Thanks.
Great. Well, I want to thank the board for your continued support and leadership, and I do want to also tell you that I think we have a great team in our recorder's office. So we get along great. We strive to do the best we can and work well with each other and do a great job with customer service every day. So I think I gave you, I'm a visual type person, and not that I'm expecting a big change in revenue or expenses, but with the two graphs that I gave you, revenues, we're very fortunate in our county and in the recorder's office. Revenues exceed expenses every year, which a lot of counties can't say that. So we are really, really fortunate. And then the second graph is our recording, our instrument. So every year we start with, each document that we record in our office gets, we get a dollar per document. And that's our records management fee. That's a line item. And you can see the trend, and I did fiscal years on that second graph. You can see the trend of recording documents is going down, but yet our revenues are still increasing. So I can pretty much say that that's from our increase in doing vital records and our passports. That would probably be the two revenues that that help when the recording fees are down. So if I have any questions about that, I just kind of like that. I was getting it ready for the compensation board, so I thought I'd just give you some visuals of our office. We can start with revenues. I'll just touch on a few. The boat fees, there was a lot changed July 1st of last year, the Omniboat bill, which this may be a high estimate of revenues for our boat fees, but now you can renew your boat in any county. You have to, if you buy a new boat, you have to go to the county of residence, but if you need to renew a boat, you can go to any county recorder's office and renew it. So our office gets $1.25 per transaction, so that's why that was increased a little bit there. Passports, Jim and I actually had a conversation today. So when in December, you know, the first part of December when we start looking at our numbers for passports, I was being a little optimistic, I think. So I think we want to lower that to 40,000 instead of 42.5. I think having a goal of, what did I say, 850 passports and passport photos was a little not unrealistic, but you know, I tried really hard to put revenues and expenses really true to what our office brings in. So that would be the only two items, I think, on revenues. Do you have any questions about revenues?
So were you saying the boat fees that you're not making a change in your proposal or whatever,
no,
but you're saying that that's
why there's
consideration is because
yeah.
You can't get to. Okay, thank you.
Right. And also boat renewals are every 3 years. So we see like a $5,000 revenue and then it drops down to 15 or 18 or so. It's cyclical.
Sure,
but
we're in the cycle they're at.
Yeah, but I just wanted, because it says 78% increase, that's a little bit of our thinking in that line item. Expenses, I have some actually exciting news about expenses. So if you go to the indexing system, which is, it ends in 26807. Do you guys see that line item?
No, it's lower half of page 147.
Like two under employees insurance.
$59.30 is the number.
Right. So I was going through some of the narratives yesterday with the other departments, or just looking at the whole budget as a whole, and I noticed that Barb from IT had an $18,000 expense for our Tyler Recorder program. Mm-hmm. So I reached out to her, and she wants to make a recommendation for them to start paying that expense instead of the recorder.
And it is in her budget.
And it is in her budget.
Okay. So
she sent me an email right back yesterday and said, I would like to, since they have to look at the server capacity and kind of manage the contracts up to a Tyler, that she would like to put that under her umbrella and not the recorder.
So what does that take out? $16,930?
Yes,
totally?
Of my budget.
Wow.
Right. So that was a big surprise. And I will tell you that a lot of other counties, when we go to user groups with our Tyler recorder, Eagle recorder, most generally the IT budget does pay for their license every year. So.
That's what we do with the other software.
Yeah.
So we're just,
mm-hmm. Right.
Is this the first year you're paying for that maintenance?
No.
Or you paid for it last year?
Well, I've paid for it
for
a few
years.
Yeah.
Quite
a few
years, yeah. Okay.
So, we converted in fiscal year 17. So. So, yeah. Right.
So, I didn't check. Did she have it in this year's budget, too?
I did not check last
year. I didn't either.
last year's narrative on that.
Okay.
So
we may reestimate this year down. You may not be paying it this year either, but we'll see. We'll see what she's got going on or if we need to move it.
Okay. So I just thought that was good news for our office.
Well, it's just a double expenditure at this point.
Right, it is.
Right.
As far as the office goes. And then one other thing is the very last item for record management expense. So like I said on that graph, you know, the total number of documents we record, we get a dollar per document, and that goes into our records management fund. And there's a chapter in the code that states specifically what we can use that money for. And we have historically used it for scanning old books, repairing books, and the past 2 years we have spent money with COT, with an online index book system. We would like to continue to do phase two of that, but the ArcaSearch, in my narrative, I have two things written down. The ArcaSearch, I received notification from them that they do not want to proceed with our project. So.
Oh, really?
Right. Just the recorder side.
Okay, and I bring this up only because I have funding in my budget. Stacy had a demonstration from Arcanet in her office, and she invited Shelley Belisle and me to go down there and see, because they also do board minute books, and it's a really nice end product that we saw.
Yeah.
So I put that in my budget as a placeholder to discuss that. So, you know, Lawrence, you were doing a lot of research on CTEC recently, mm-hmm. So you could just go in there and put in CTEC, and you could pull
get
up every document that would be there. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things where you can do that, but this was, the quality was very good.
Yeah.
And so I was hoping to jump on Stacy's project as well.
Right.
Feedback on that.
And the only reason that ArcaSearch, we had some miscellaneous books that I thought the image quality is outstanding.
Yeah.
And, but trying to, the out product of ArcaSearch, trying to push it into COT or our Eagle system, it would be not cost effective for them to take on that project for us, just for that little portion of it.
Right.
So, and I totally understand. And they're a good company. They're based out of Minnesota. And I just happened to see him at ISAC. And he started talking to me, and I thought, well, and so then he was showing us those board minutes.
So
example. $10,000 that would be removed. Right.
So you're not going to ask for anything.
I know.
So that would be the 24,200 is 14.
Right.
I did look at the budget. I think Alyssa just did too. We reviewed, and it doesn't look like the Eagle was budgeted in the IT budget for the current year, so we'll leave it there where it's at for now, and if you want to have that discussion, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine. But we'll take it out of next year, but leave it where it's at for this year.
The only thing I think that you didn't answer, the record function, was your office, or maybe that was there. Your office supplies, so far this year, year to date, is $609, which is $3,700 base, because you reestimated $3,762. Do you have some fees that get paid in the second half of this year?
Not necessarily fees, but we will order our passport paper, which is quite expensive. I need to talk to Lisa too about this, that we would like to, not that we could probably reduce the office supply line item expense, but we would like our counter. We haven't got a quote back for redoing our counter, so we may need to do something in this budget, get an amendment for office, that would be office equipment, wouldn't it?
Does that not come out of facilities?
That's not how he's budgeting. The treasurer is also having something done on their counter.
It's not budgeted.
And so it's looking to me like those are coming out of the individual budgets at this point in time. Now, that's obviously a conversation you can have with Jovi, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same. It's all general fund dollars. So which department it comes out of is up to you guys, how we want to handle it. But, yeah, that's the only thing that would do is give you some office equipment, which right now you don't have anything budgeted, nor do you have anything back.
I'm sorry, Lisa. It also looked like your 3-year average has been about 36.
Yeah, I think she's spending about 3,700
anyways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
36,999.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I wondered why it was
the first half of
the year.
That's a good question.
I'm just looking at, I mean, I know toner's expensive, passport mm-hmm. paper, you've got your new credit card thermal receipt paper, I'm assuming that's
yes.
costly as well.
Mm-hmm. Did you buy any standing workstations the last couple of years? I can't remember. So those, yeah. I mean, those would have increased the cost of office supplies, but not, they aren't that expensive. They're only a few hundred dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't remember how many you purchased. Was it just one?
No, we got... Everybody got one.
Okay, and I can't remember if you spread it out or if it was a fun. I don't remember. I remember.
I don't think so. I think we got them all in 1 year.
Okay. So that might have drove one just figure up a little bit. But,
right.
Yeah.
So have you had the conversation with Joby as far as the counter?
John Eicholt introduced the gentleman team and measured everything.
Uh-huh.
JC Woodworking, I think, out of Ames. And we have not heard one word from it.
Okay.
So
we'll just want to talk in general to the facilities department when they come in as to how they're visualizing that and where they think it should go.
Right. We have, right when you walk into our office, there used to be a computer that sat on the corner of our counter. So that is removed now. So we have a lot of dead space where people are trying to reach over the counter, and it's very wide. So we'd like to just continue that
mm-hmm.
countertop to the end to have more. Because when, you know, three couples come in to get married, the room is full and a family of passports. And what's that?
Three couples.
Three separate couples come in to get married. So,
good times.
Any other questions?
Once again, thank you for good cost control, and thanks for bringing in revenue.
Right.
The only department I might add that has more revenues than expenses.
We like that. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Dave.
And thanks,
Jim. Go Vikings.